Yeah, so it's mefurish in the sugyos and Shulchan Aruch, which chomarim, which materials the kelim are made from, that we discussed in terms of metals, glass, plastics, different materials. It's mefurish, that has to be klei suda, that's the sefer doing now, sef hey, what exactly falls into the gedarim of klei suda, but at least we know the concept has to be that it's a klei suda. We're going to see later on, sef tes yud yud aleph, the halachas of the bailos, it what's the halacha by shutfin. It has to be mukhlat biyad yisrael. So one thing that we've been touching on, we see various poskim alluding to, is a concept which is not mafurish, and ad kedei kach that it becomes a machlokes of gedolei achrenim. And that's the shayla in the etzem tzura of a kli. That we know there's a whole masechta called Maseches Kelim and Seder Tyrus. That's about as much as many people know. And there's kol minei dinim about a kli. What makes a kli roi lekabel tuma, not lekabel tuma? Is it mechabel lekarka? Does it have a clay kibble? Different dinim? Or kli cheres needs a clay kibble? Pshutei kli matchis? V'chule v'chule. And the shayla becomes, legabe tefila kelim, do we go and take over all the dinim we find in Maseches Kelim, all the halachas of Tumah and Taira, and import them to Tefilas Kelim, l'chiyuva u'l'ptur, to be mechayivas from Tefila and to patur from Tefila? Is there a tzushtel between these two sugyos? Do we say no? L'maisa Tefilas Kelim, as much as we saw the parshas and the Taira somewhat integrated, the parsha of Hechsher Kelim with Ach b'mei Nida, with Tumah and Taira, with Tefilas Kelim. But who's to say that Seif Kol Seif, Tum and Taira, Tfilas Kelim, these are all Gzeres HaMelech, and who's to say that we should import the dinam of Yes Makabel Tum and not Makabel Tum to learn one from the other? So, in many of the Achronim, the discussion starts as follows. Now, there's a fascinating thing, that in the Tekufa of the Achronim, there is a minig, that some of the Achronim, some of the earlier or later Achronim, found very troublesome. And that was that there were these types of yoyros, there were types of water urn type of vessels, I'm not exactly sure what the tzura was, and they had the metal kelim, they were buying them from goyim. Pashut kli matchis, you buy from a goy, it's chayv tzila. And it was some kind of thing that they attached to the base achayrev, some kind of thing that became kavu in the oven. And various different achayrev are bothered that you go around and you see that people are not being toivled these things. And all the achayrev are bothered by the shayla. And kedarkon shel ha'achayrev, so they're all looking to be lamed tzchus. They're all looking to not understand, you know, not to go shrine people are doing things wrong, but to understand what's takad the pshat. Dice is a heter if that's what everyone's doing. And so many of the place can bring on the page, or so on the Yad Ephraim, the Pischei Tshuva, they bring the Shev Yankov. Them says the Pischei Tshuva brings only part of the Shev Yankov that we're not really going to deal with. He bring, you know, the Shev Yankov brings different reasons. He writes a whole tshuva what to be lamed tzchus and on Yidden that are not being told these things. So he has a thing, you know, the Pischei Tshuva quotes that it's not, Reif Tashmisha is for water, that's not for eating, it's for making bread or other things. And just since it's Miyat Tashmisha, so he says, go Basar Reif Tashmisha, and since only somewhat, sometimes you chapa a little hot water for tea, so that you don't have to make a tefillah. Fine. The Shev Yankov's main reason over there seems to be, he says, B'chol Eifin, you take this kli, you're mechaber, it's made to be mechaber mechaber lakarka, it's made to be mechaber to the oven, which is mechaber lakarka. Mechaber lakarka, we know the klal is in Tumah and Taira, it's not mechabel Tumah. Says the Shev Yankov, it's not makabel tum over there, kol shekein over here. I don't know exactly what the kol shekein is. We're talking about a chiyuv d'oraisa over here also. He's like, yeah, vadu make the tzushtel, and just like over there, there's no tum over here, there's no tumas akum kaviyachol. And memeilo, the kli is potter from tefila. Kli that's mechorba lakarka is potter from tefila. So that is the chiddush of Shev Yankov. Fine. Comes along the gedulei taira, and he says that mehechatesi to make a tzushtel tum and taira. And Zakhtar, I'll prove it, because there's a halacha that we just got to, right? That a kisu kedera needs tefillah. A pot cover needs tefillah. So the Gaon says, because of the zeya, because it helps in the cooking of the food, so it's called klei suda. That's the gather of klei suda. Matzis needs tefillah bebracha. Says the Gedulei Taira, that there's a mefurish in Mishnah and Kelim, Perek Yudal and Mishnah Gimel, that kisu kelim, since they don't have a shame la'atzmam, they're just the kisu of the kli, they're not makabel tumah. So l'fi this klal that we're trying to sell shtel tzu one to the other, l'chayra, this is a stira. If it's not makabel tumah, but tumah entire, so it shouldn't be chayiv tefilas kelim. You see it's chayiv tefilas kelim, you see the whole klal is harab, it's mela, there's no such heter. In Tshuvas Minchas Yitzchak, chelik dalet simen kuf yudalet, so he brings this machlekes, and he says, Yenechanami, he says, the Shev Yankov is la libet halchasa. There's no such tsushtal in halacha, and meila it's chayv. Okay, over there, lamaisa, by kelim achar mechuber, we'll see there's other kulas, and meila they found other limud yischas, but this heter zok there is not a libud hochasa. Okay. Ad kan divrei achreinim. So the embass is, you ready, the last sugya we've been learning, the sugya of Sivav and Siv Zayin, the sugya of a kli murkav, when part of the kli is metal, part of the kli is not metal. And the shayla of what's the ikar and the tuffel, the shayla of the maimid and not the maimid. So ready, I think if we look a little bit into the sugya, we find that really the rishayim were pushed at the shayla shtekel for us. So Taisus already says, right, the Taisus we've been discussing, is what does Taisus say? Taisus says that there's a halach of kunya, that a kli which is eight, but it's covered with metal, is chayiv and tefillah. Says Taisus it has to be covered on the inside of the kli, but if it's just covered on the outside of the kli, that's not kli suda. Taisus says a chiddush that kli suda, that's chayiv tefillah, is only the makam of the tashmish hishtamshus with the oichel is only on the inside. So Taisus there has a line like this. Taisus says even if you'll go baser maimed or if we go baser maimed, whether Taisus paskins you go baser maimed, we'll leave that for now. Says Taisus even if you go baser maimed, but not legabi tefillah kalim. Gabi tefillah kalim is not telling that. So even if the maimed outside is metal, the kli is potter. And we saw the shayla of that, some chayinim are machmir tefillah b'lev rachel, the halacha it seems, mekar adin, you wouldn't even need tefillah b'chal. And so that's what Taisus says. So l'chayra, yesh l'stapik, what's the pshat in Taisus? Taisus certainly entertained the tzad that would go baser maimid, and that going baser maimid, which is the din in Tumen Taira, we should import that to tefillah kalim. So Taisus says, no, over here it's different. So l'chayra yesh l'adin, what's the pshat in Taisus? Is Taisus saying, ignore maimid, maimid's out. Forget about maimid. In tefillas kelim, there is no maimid. Maimid's not a man. The amar bechal, and we could ignore it. Or no, Taisus saying enechanami. You can go baser maimid, but there's a tenai nosaf. There's another tenai you need, and that is maimid's also chashiv, but it's not enough to be mechayev. To mechayev in tefillas kelim, there's always going to be a tenai of hishtamshus. So that has to be the makom where your mishtamish is clay matches is clay suda, and without that, so there's no makom leschayev. But enechanami maimid's also chashiv. So what's the nafkamina? So
do we import the chastum atayr or not?
Basically.
The
basically.
Second one is we do, but you have a
Yeah. So the question is, what's the maskan of Taisus? Enechanami. That's really the point I'm getting to. So the question is like this. What did Taisus say the maskan? Nafkamin is going to be very simple. Let's say you have a case where the ikar makam mishtamas is like kli, the inside of the kli is all lined, it's all eights. And there's just a little bit of metal, and the metal's on the inside. But it's a very little bit. So imishum ikar and tafel, we'd say, the ikar is the wood. We don't need that. The metal is not so chashiv. But the metal is a maimid, meaning it's holding in the food or whatever it is. So would we say there, listen, Taisus said, legabi tefillas kelim, forget about maimid. No maimid. So if the metal is small and insignificant in a baal batish way, so you go bust the wood and say, oh, it's chayv. Or do you say no? Taisus will say, listen, as long as you're inside, in the makam ishtam shesakli, so now we can go bust your maimid. Now we will, yes, go bust your maimid. So nechleku bazeh ha-pri chadosh ha-pri tayar. The pri chadosh on the Ramon Siv Zayin. So the Ramon Siv Zayin, more pachas yos are saying this halacha. The whole Ramon Siv Zayin we saw is the halacha of ikar and tafel. If you have a kli, if the ikar is metal, then the eitz is tafel. As long as the eitz is the tafel, so metal takes over and you're tovel the whole thing with the bracha. If the eitz is the ikar and the metal is insignificant, so the wood takes over. So the Ramon fears yos with the halacha after saying this din. And he says, Aval kli ha-metukin b'yseidosh ha-ba'ozel ublei ha-yseidosh lo ha-efshalosh tamish bay. You have some kind of maimid of the kli, some kind of yaseidu shabaz that holding up the kli, and they're on the inside. Behemi bifnim tzarich tvila. So says the pri chadosh. Yeah, this is the din of maimid. That's how the pri chadosh understands this halacha. This is the din of maimid. Meaning, when Taisus said that we don't go baser maimid at leaning tefillas kelim, means not only maimid. Means we have to be in the makom b'shtamshus. We have to start looking inside the kli. We have to look on, and maybe like we said, alumda said that's a separate kli, whatever. That not important for this discussion. But the point is, once you have a maimid inside. So then the maimid will take over. Even if you look at it balabatish, you say, well, look, it's a wood kli betzim. But as long as holchin baser a maimid, as long as it's inside the kli. And says the pri chadosh, nafkamin aldina, and he quotes it from a Mordechai, that Nister Amo doesn't quote. Let's say you have a wood kli, and someone pops a hole, breaks a hole in it. And the guy goes and fills it up with his metal, just to avoid the shayla of bilis. And the guy goes and fills it up. Or let's say, let's say it was a wood kli biyad the guy, whatever it is. We'll avoid the bailas issue. It says the prichadosh, but even that there's the bailas is the bailas of a guy, and you fill it in the metal. So now, what's the ikar of this kli? The ikar is still the ikar of wood kli. Says the prichadosh, but holchan achar maimid. Since it's in the makom ishtamshus, so holchan achar maimid, and memeil it's chayv tila bebracha. Says the pritayar to tov.
And if we didn't go baser maimid,
if we wouldn't go baser maimid, ikar and tafel. Balabatish ikar and tafel, you're the ikar, it's a wood kli. So it's a wood kli. It's a wood kli. Says the pre-tire. Avad, it's a wood kli. Says the pre-tire. Taisvah says, Shitas Taisvah, and that's what we pass, means we don't go Basar Maimed. When we say we don't go Basar Maimed, means forget about Maimed. So it's up there, Balabat, if you have a little quarter-sized piece of metal, and the whole thing is wood, so then Avad, it's Chayiv, it's Pater from Tevila. When Taisvah says, Ein Olchar Maimed, says the pre-tire, what Taisvah means to say is that Lagabi Tevilas Kalim, Maimed is not a mandomer. Is irrelevant. We don't take it into cheshbon b'chlal. So Meila, when you come here, so, says Zok there, we have to look balabadish. So kanireh, to look there in the pre-Torah, kanireh, he wants to learn in the Ramah that when the Ramah says this case of the you say the shalvarzal, it's not mitam maimid. Because he says when you have a little hole, that's insignificant little garnish. Zok there, mashenki, these you say this, there was a taka chashav azach, it was a chashav chelik of the kli. These you say this, it was really a chashav a part of the kli. It wasn't stam an insignificant amount. So not mitam maimid learns the pre-Torah in the Ramah, rather mitam that was a chashav part of the kli tash, was a kli suda. So Mamelo, that's why it's up there, but Avada, that little quarter sized thing should be putter from TLSK. So Azay Zok the pre tire.
When the Taz brings down the Salacha and he says when Rabbi Meir held with Maimid, what did you mask him here not? Which we're saying that
when who brings down what?
When the Taz brings down Maimid, that place was by Kunya.
Yeah.
When he says Rabbi Meir, who says Maimon, says it over there, but if you mask him over here, we wouldn't say it. We're saying Chaz and Baptaz is Taisvus. So that's Mamish the first side you said of Rechavish.
Yes.
Meaning Hagufa, Rabbi Meir, in the case that he said with the hole in the middle, in the Makom Mishtamshus, then you would say that's
right. How the Prechadish is learning. Yeah. That's seemingly the Pashtus. And that is like this. That, if you look in the Makar, for this halacha, so the Makar for this halacha is the Mordechai. The Mordechai quotes, you know, his own shita, and then he quotes the shita of the Maharam. Now, if you do, you also on the basis ready. The Maharam is the shita that doesn't hold the shtickel toyah makom mishtamshus. Everything's baser maimed, right? The Maharam is what holds, even if the metal's on the outside. Chayv tefilah v'bracha. Maybe we're choishish, maybe we're not choishish. Shail on the place. So the Mordechai there says like this. He says it's clear betzim. If you look there in the Mordechai, it's you know in the end of Avodah Zarah over there, that the way the Mordechai is learning is that the pshat is like the Prechadash. It's clear over there, and the lashon of the Mordechai there is bein advarim. Va'afal gav the hakol hoylech achar maimid, hani mili heichodin ishtamish derech maimid. You have to be mishtamish derech the maimid. Kemoi nekiv shenistam. He says this case of nekiv shenistam. Aval hani deliim shamaimid ein b'seicher. These buckets where the metal was on the outside ain't tzrichem tefila. That's the Mordechai shita, and then he goes on to bring Maram, who says no, even on the outside you go baser tefila. So L'charetz mefurish that we go baser maimed, but when do we go baser maimed? When the maimed's on the inside. So it's mavur that l'maiso we go baser the maimed. Now when he brings the maram says b'chol leif we go baser the maimed. And the end of the Mordechai he brings lashon of the maram that what's taka the pshat we go baser maimed. So zok there that the tam is shemedaminon tefila l'tumah l'inyan halacha achar maimed. The reason why we're going Basar Maimed is because we're taking over the halacha from Tumas Kalim, from Tuman Tyre, from Maseches Kalim. And the Mela, we go Basar Maimed. And on that, the Mordechai is not Chaylok. They're Chaylok on this Prat, whether or not you have this other Tanai that has to be on the inside of the Kli, or even Maimed from the outside of the Kli. So you might look there in the Pre-Tire, he has like a Doichak. He tries to learn that when the Mordechai says it has to be on the inside, Makom Mishtamshus, it's not really a din of Tefilas Kalim. He tries to learn that's a din of Maimed, that the Maimed also, some Rishonim learn the Maimed has to be inside Ein Sham. L'charetz, Advarim Mivuarim in the Mordechai, Kipshutai, that he's saying like the Prechadosh, and that L'Oilam we go Basar Maimed, and L'Oilam we take the Halacha of Maimed from Tumen Taira, and Mimela, when there's Maimed on the inside, that's Taka what's Kedeya.
But this Mordechai that brings the Maharam, is learning on Maimed or it's coming from the Halacha of Kunya? Like
Tzipu. No. This Mordechai has nothing to do with Kunya. Yeah, totally Maimed. It's not discussing Tzipu. There's no Zecher. Yeah, it's different.
Well, I'm saying according to Tosis, what is the Pshat? I'm saying, let's say we go after Maimed. So we go after Maimed Kilo, and then that means the Chomer of the Kli is done up as Mateches, right? But it's still only a little piece that's touching it, meaning, so like, why would, if Tosis says all we care about is the thing that touches the food, why would the little bit of Mateches be the big part, forget the...
This is, I think, really what was bothering the pre-tire. I mean, it's a hard sirif, because it seems that like the Tanai of Makom Mishtamshus, that's good for the Tanai, that's the Balabat of Makom Mishtamshus. So it seems that the pre-chadosh is saying there could be a sirif. which in a chanam, it needs to be understood, but that Michad Gisa, the Makom HaKli is the inside, but in a chanam, the Hilchasa from the Makom HaKli, how to shatz up the Makom HaKli, that goes with the Klalim of Tum and Taira. In a chanam, it's
not bottled.
What?
It's not bottled. It's a Kli with
Matachas
in it, so it's
fine. In a chanam, you're saying the
maybe,
only.
Man.
Okay, I thought
maybe
that.
Make it
maybe Maimon just makes it
make
that it's not bottled.
It's not bottled. Okay, then we'll get into the other Shiloh that the metal's not bottled, but the wood's also not bottled, but that's enough of a machayev. Okay, could be. And the Maisa, this Mordechai, it's Dvar Mefurash and Mamish in the Goin. I'd click that the Maisa, it's a Pella on Achronim that are being Doich of the Shev Yaakov and saying, I couldn't find it. You know, in some Maduras, the Shulchan Aruch, they have a Chidush Chassam Sofer in the Shulchan Aruch. And what I saw quoted in Tzvi Klein Sefer is that he brings some Chidush Chassam Sefer in Shulchan Aruch, I didn't see it inside, that he also has bets in the same Tamiya. Mehecha Tesi, to make a Tzushtal, Mehecha Tesi, it's Tali Bechlal. I mean, it's Dvarim of Rashim in this Mordechai, and will be Yaiser in the Goin. He quotes a Chidush Chassam Sefer in Shulchan Aruch. Maisa the Geduli Taira, that's according to Miyadzai, and he Taka quotes it, but Maisa he also quotes some Chassam Sefer. Maisa it's Dvarim of Rashim the Goin. The Goin comes to be Mazbir the Ramah, and the Goin is Masbir, that's good for the Machloikis, that Avad we go Basar Maimid. And so there, Elo, there's a special Tanai that the Ramah holds, and that's the Mordechai Shita, the Klisudo Hochanachem Rakhma Tashmish. Vaf Bazet Polik HaRam, and the Maram doesn't hold with that. So the Goin, Avul Bashar, Koldover, Shovel, the Tum of Atira. It's Mamish Tum of Atira, Vizesha Kosav, and he teaches, and that's what the Ramah means when the Ramah says, Avul Kli Vichule. What does he mean when the Ramah says, Avul Kli, I'm a Tukim Biyasedo Shobarzel, the Kli, it's Mutukim Shay Shobarzel, that's Maimid, and we're going Buster Maimid. Why? Because Bashar called Dover Shovel Tum of Atira. You have a special tonight, it has to be inside. Bashar called Dover, we're going Buster Tum of Atira. The whole Chanach Ramaimid. The Kaim Lon Kerabon, the Hochlach Ramaimid, because there's a Machlok, it's a Hochlach Ramaimid. Fine. So Maisa. That's a
chiddush.
Oh. So we're gonna get to that one second. So I just want to point out that Lamaisa, the Maimon Muzger Shtickle, there is a different problem. I'm just pointing out that the Mordechai and Maram and the Goin and Shulchan Aruch and the Ramah, we are stelling to Tum and Taira to Tfilas Kelim. The Raya is Maimid. We pass him to go Baser Maimid. And the Yisoid is up to Goin Chol Dover It's Shavat Tum and Taira. There's another problem, and this is Mari Asad, the Chuvus Yehudiyala. Has this problem, and this is a separate problem, which that's really the arichas here, difficult going to read and sifkot nyutes. It's a different problem. Very nice. We shtal to maimed from tumatayra to tulas kalim. Do we really pass in maimed and tumatayra? So this is the goin's problem. So the goin says, yeah, we pass in maimed kerabanan. So then the goin points out that really there is, and this is what the Hudiyala, the pre chadush who said his chiddush about the whole. Right, exactly. So this is really, there's another problem. The pre-tire mentions this also, and this is what the Maria Asad asks on the pre-chadash, who's machayev also if you have a hole that you fill in with metal. The Lamaisa, this is the going points out over here, there's two types of maimed. There's a maimed that holds up the kli, that without the maimed the kli plotzes, and then there's the maimed that holds the contents of the kli. So now the maimed that holds up the kli itself, that without the kli plotzes, what the Ramah mentions, that's the Chachamim, Reb Nechemya, that's one sugya of Maimid. And there we talk a pasuk in the Chachamim, there Hochlanach Maimid, fine. The Maisa, the Pre-Chodesh's type of Maimid though, it's not that if you have a hole, the whole Kli is going to plot. The Kli is fine, just the contents will fall out. Says the Goin, that's a different Machlekes. Tosfos points out this Chilek and Shabbos and Daf Tesvav. The Goin, this I'm really just reading the Goin now. The Goin in Sifri Tes says that Tosfos points out this Chilek, that Machlekes, that Maimid of just a hole, where it just holds the contents and not the Kli, that Maimid is Shitas Rameir. So lechayra there, and this time achron mask, we don't pass in that remeir. So male the prechadish is chiddush and shrei chiddush. Now the goin makes a cheshvan here, which we're not going to go into. That the Ramah, I think for sure, certainly the Mordechai who passed in this thing with the hole, that the hole is mecha, if you fill in a hole with metal, that we go bust that maimed also. He makes a cheshvan in the sugya on Daf Tesvav with Ravashi that we pass in remeir. He proves that lafir of Ashi stamish is like remeir, so we do pass in that maimed. And the Mela, also the hole, you'll have to, the hole will also go bust with that Maimon. So this is not a question of shtelling too. We shtel too. The question is how we pass him by Tum and Taira. So the Goin says it's a problem. But in a Chanami, the Mordechai is passing that also. Now, I didn't see anyone be ma'art this. L'chayr, the Goin is saying that's pranat in the Ramah also. And L'chayr is saying, Atifa Zach, Atifa Dig in the Ramah. Because when the Ramah starts when the Goin starts with the Ramah's Maimon, he says, Vizesha Kosav Aval Kli, that he's going. Yeah, you test. So in the first couple lines, he says Vizesha Kosav Aval Kli v'chule. He's going in the line of the Ramah Aval Kli Hametukin b'Yaseid the Shabarzel. That's paskining the first Maimid, the Maimid that the Klishon plots. In the Hemshech, after he brings the second darg of Maimid, and he makes a cheshbon that the Mordechai passes that also, he says the following four words. Vezesha Kasav, he's referring to the Ramah, Vezesha Kasav Ubeloi HaYasedas V'chule. Now, I think what the Goyin is saying is that the Ramah has a little bit of a kefal lashon. Ramah says, Avakliya Metokim Yasedas Shabarzel, Ubeloi HaYasedas Lohe Efshalosh Tamishbai. Maybe it's not a kefal lashon. I'll call upon him. The Goyin says, on this second darg of Maimid, where it's not holding up the cleats, holding up the contents, he says, Vzesha Kasav, that's what the Ramah means. Ubeloi HaYasedas, I think maybe what the Goyin means, Beloi HaYasedas Lohe Efshalosh Tamishbai. The Kli won't plots. Yeah. Okay, so it's like a shtickle tire in the Ramah. Pashli's talking about one case, the Goyin's being Medayik, Kedarka Bakaydish, Adayin Tzarechin. But Lamaisa, the Goyin says clearly that's what the Mordechai holds, and that seems to be how he's saying the Ramah holds. The Goyin himself, you look here, is Chayil Kandri Shainim. He says that's what the Mordechai and Tosis hold. The Goyin says, I think the Rishainim are wrong, and he makes his own cheshbon in the Sugya. And the way the Goyin comes out, will takashpalt the two Maimids. I mean, the Maimid which will hold up the Kli itself from plotting, that Maimid we paskin. But the other Maimid with the hole, that Maimid taka we don't paskin. Says the Goyin, he thinks, and he says, Luli Divrehim. So Lamaisa would come out that even though we are definitely bringing over the halachas of Maimid, but it could be the Pri Chadosh's case, we would be Tovel B'lei Brach. And that's not what the Paiskim say, La Halacha, such a Kli, I don't know how Matzah it is, but Lamaisa is such a Kli where the contents are being held in by the Maimid of Matchis, but not the whole Kli itself, the halacha would be say Tovel B'lei Brach. But not because we're not Shtalang Tzu, we're Shtalang Tzu, it's just partial, not the halacha entire is either. So that's a Shtekel B'Maimar Muzgah. Okay, so now what's with so what's the gedulei tairis kasha?
Even if it's shaykh to each other, tamen tvila. That's
yeah, it's time. That's the halacha.
By asking my
right. So now what's the gedulei tairis kasha? So it's my tikezach. L'chayre the goyin answer this question. What?
Beisayisuf was also handling that. Beisayisuf tairis.
I don't remember the Beisayisuf handling the whole.
Sounds like he was handling maimed. He says machloekus with the rabbi Gabbas from
Yeah, exactly. So the pre-Torah b'chal, the b'chal b'chalik to shayinim. Yeah, that's really what the Goyin's handling. The whole, all maimed to shayinim.
The Rosh paskin's not even...
Yeah. The Rosh doesn't paskin maimed b'chal. Right.
They all
right. So the halacha of the Goyin is saying the Ramah is clear paskin the Erech the maimed, say the maimed, that's the shayinim. Now, what's with the kasha? So l'chair it's mered gazach. The Goyin answered this question. On the halacha of kisu kelim, the Goyin says, that what's the pshah kisu kelim, chayif tilas kelim? The hamarok of Hazeya oylo l'kisui. V'havalei kikzeira. K'mosh kasav, perakol abasir. Shinir v'kise, brings a raya from Chulin. Zog the Goyin, v'chein le'inyin tumah. K'mosh kasav, so perakei d'machshir, perak beiz sham. Zog the v'chein le'inyin tumah, l'chayr shteta on Goyin, that kisui kelim ba'alma, soda bottle cover, stama cover of a kad ba'alma barrel, taka does not make the shame la'atzman, it's not part of the kideira. So memela, it's tar. But kisu kedera that aids in the cooking and that the zeya goes up and zok the goyin have raya is that zeya has a din of mashke and the zeya goes up and the mamish becomes part of the cooking process. Zok the goyin v'chein the inyan toma. Inyan toma kisu kedera is armor kabel toma.
So cold kelim you use for chan, you don't have to
be tevil. Right, not kisu kedera.
What? No one knows that. I'm
saying for Toman Taira. What do you mean? Oh, so you're saying
kisu
kelim that we don't cook
once
shouldn't eat? Yeah, in a chanami. And I saw. I looked bekitzer. I didn't have too much time. I looked bekitzer. Someone says epis tevel b'li bracha, but kipshuta in a chanami.
It's like the store things.
Stam. Right? Let's say this bottle here. Exactly. Someone came in there today with epis a wine bottle he's reusing with a metal cap.
Right.
You don't need zikr without a bracha. I don't think it's chayv tevel b'chal. Chanami. Efshir b'loy bracha. I don't know. You have to know what's going on over there by kisu. Yeah, chanami. Right. So that's Lagavi the kasha.
I mean, that's something that should even mefurish mishnayis. I mean, he's
what?
Paskening.
Yeah. So the Goyin says it is mefurish mishnayis. He says, look in soif parakei the machshir parak beis.
I mean, by them kisu kelim don't lie b'shem atzmam and they
ram. I'm not an apotropos for the gedulei taira. In a chanami. Tzarachim. Okay, done. Achshav. So Zachinu Ladein L'chayra that Zakta Min Chasitzchak, yeah, this Shev Yaakov is Loi L'Halacha. The Shev Yaakov L'chayra is L'Halacha L'Maisa. And Kach Yoytzei L'chayra Mefurish from the Rishayinim from Shulchan Aruch and Ubi Yoytzei from the Goyim. So Mela Pizeh L'chayra, let's just talk about a couple of Nafkaminas Ladino that the Paiske, mostly in the Paiske is Manenu, some from the later Dairis. They stalled suit halacha lemaisa that we could bring in different halachos and hachrois lagavi tefilas kelim from Tumah Taira. So the first let's just recap that the Shev Yaakov says that a mechubar lekarka is not makabel tuma, so mameila it's pater from tilas kalim. So lemaisa paiskim, many paiskim accept that chiddush. If you accept the tushal, so that chiddush is true. Elowat, there's a tenai. So the chacham sadam in ayin gimel yud gimel our chashulchan lamites, they all accept this that mechubal karak is pater. They just have different problems because. There's different tanaim. If you have something talosh and then you just attach it, that doesn't make it mechaber. It has to be something that's made lechatchila amanas to be mechaber. They bring a neidah bihuda and tinyana kuftes that it's not enough to attach it to the ground. It has to be something that the karka is helps in the shima shakli, helps in the tashma shakli. But if you fit all the tanaim of mechaber lekarka, the mashal adud shemesh, for the mstama, many other hetanim for adud shemesh, but those types of things, lechayra klar. That would be, we would have the heter of mechaber lekarka would be pater. So Maisa the Minchas Yitzchak himself, the Gedulei Tyre himself, who asked on the who doesn't agree with this, Maisa they say heter anyway. They say mechaber is anyway felt in klei suda, because something that's mechaber is not klei suda, it's not mestaltal. Or Chashulchan says svaras that you don't bring it to the table, you don't move it around. So anyway, they get out of that. But l'inyaneinu, I'm just saying, ladina.
And then you don't need that.
You don't need this. Yeah, you don't. Yeah, yeah. Exactly. That's what the Aruch Hashulchan says. He says these pots were tolosh of soif chibrei. But anyway, he has his other heter. I'm just saying,
physical chibur is enough to make it not.
Yeah. I mean, we'll have to see what type of chibur. But yeah.
So you said
as long as it fits the tanaim of being mechaber lekarka that was made for that, and the karka is a chashuv part of the chibur, is a chashuv part of the it helps in the yushud of the kli. So mei ot patur mitfila. So it's yadua what the Chalkus Yaakov tries to be mechadesh and chelak alaf sim kuf chafav, that he says that, you know, 30, 40, 50 years ago a problem arose that they were making electronic devices that needed tefillah, and if you tell them they break. So says the Chalkus Yaakov, any kli that you have to plug in is mechaber lekarka. So if it's mechaber lekarka, it's pater mitfilah. Yeah, the whole thing's pater. Pater from tefillah. That's Azizak the Chalkus Yaakov, Alf Kuf Chafav. What's that? Oh, says the Chalkus Yaakov, even though you can plug it into a generator, but Raif Tashmisha is to plug it into to a wall. And we go bus Raif Tashmisha, so it's Beseder. Yeah, so Dvarav. What? Which one?
You don't down it up as two separate.
Yeah, L'chayr. L'maisa Dvarav Leinis Kabalu Klal. The Shevet Alevi says it's Divrei Hevel. And L'chayr it's Pashit, that a Chibur like this that's meant to come in and out, and it's a Chibur Rafui, L'chayr doesn't have Gidrei Mechor B'Lekark in it. And I'm also asking to what Rebelli's saying, that I don't think this chut is part of the kli. So even if this chut would be mechaber lekarka, I don't know if we'd call the kli mechaber lekarka. Stam ishtanta ma'isa in shir me'psiyon ba'halacha siman la'mazayin oisayin. So it's like there. You know what the pshat in this chalkas yankiv is? He shtals through the chazan yashm b'ayna, and he says that it's just like closing. Yeah, I don't know what that means, but.
It's part of it.
It was
Mishtamish.
He's saying
without it,
you're
saying you made a new
Katsu.
It was a help.
That's just the Chavad
Lag Maimer.
Now.
Yeah.
So there are some places who will use it as a tziruf. I don't deny that. In Chanami. Yeah, so the question is not mistaltal. Does not, you have to know the gedarim. You have to go into that's like the klei suda svar in chanami. It could be, if it can't be moved when it's plugged in, but something if
it only works when it's plugged in.
So, the mice is something gets moved around. That could be like the electric urns, the pump ones on top. That you plug them in, then you unplug it. You could take it to the table. You could take it to like a bike wrist. They move it around.
You drink your coffee right there. Over here, everyone drinks the thing.
Yeah, so the question is this movable? Nechanami, yesh ladon mitzad klei suda, nechanami. Okay, so that's one shiloh, the shiloh of mechaber lekarka. Now, another shiloh of bringing over the dinim of tum and tair is the shiloh of kelim chad pa'amiyim. Let's say you have a disposable pan. Derech Kal uses shilohs by aluminum pans. Aluminum, we discussed by Richos, that it seems like ikar lahalacha, that aluminum pans are a shiloh v'chiv mederabanan, because they're not from the sheish mini matkas. So Mela, the Maisa, it's a klei suda. Maisa should have a chiyuv. L'chayra, there should be a chiyuv tefila. So come the Paiskim and say that L'chayra, there's a heter. So this is Minchas Yitzchak in Chelik Beis, Siman Lamed Beis. So he quotes from the Rambam in Hilchos Kelim, Parakei. The Rambam has a halacha called a chaisel shel hutzin. Some kind of chaisel, which means like a chad pami, some kind of garuadik a kli. So the makar of there, that Rambam, Over there it says that if you have a chosel shahutz, and the Rambam says pachseser, that either it just lasts for one time, then you throw it out, or it's a kli garua that daitoi, even if it could last more, your das is only to use it one time and throw it away, then it doesn't have tumas kalim. So it's not the regular chosel, but it's some kind of chosel. Yeah, some kind of chosel. So lefize, you have the heter of one time, anything, a kli garua that it only lasts one time, or you plan on throwing it away one time, says the Rambam, it's okay. So michas yitzchak says, so one time you have the heter for it. That's perikein kalim. Rav Moshe, in his tshuva, and I think in Yardei Chelik Beis, so he brings from a different Rambam, in Perek Beis, Milchus Kalim. And he really there, that Rambam has a really shtickel different nusach, that Bechlal, that Tumas Kalim has to be the quote of the Rambam, Sheyaseh Dover Shal Kayama, Sheefshir Sheyamayr. But he brings in the Rambam speaks about the kalim that are made out of esregim and different pumpkins and lefis, Hare Elu Tahirim, Sheefshir Sheyamdu Elazman Muat. And in Mela, that's why you see in Rav Moshe that he extended the heter past Chad Pami, and he said that even if you're using it several times, as long as it's not a Pesakli Kavua, what's the shear? 2, 3, 4, maybe Hakalafi Inyan Chves Nisht. Lamaisa, certainly Rav Moshe's heter extends past one time usage, like the first in the Rambam, that it's not a Kli Kavua.
And this is on the Shulam Bila, can't you learn from the Rambam exactly for care? That pumpkins and these things, miteva, are going to decompose, so yeah. The Etzim never have a Kli.
Yeah, decompose. Doesn't mean it's going to disappear.
No, meaning you could have a Kli. Vada Kli in the fridge. Vada,
pumpkin
you
could also
it
have.
Carefully,
it's a shayla in the gear, so there in the Rambam, if it's yavashim or not yavashim, but I think aluminum also. The derech of aluminum is after you use it, kederech kala oil, it falls apart after 1, 2, 3, 4.
It falls apart if you throw it away.
It becomes ruined. It becomes ruined.
What's the ruin? What
becomes ruin? It becomes crumpled. It gets the stuff gets ripped or stuck to it and unusable. It's a garua to get clean. It's a kli garua. I'm saying like there's a cause of withering away.
It's
not the kli. It's not the kli. It's a garbage kli. Because when you buy a regular pan and
you'll be careful, you won't cut through the aluminum.
Not I'm talking about cutting through, but if you use it in normal stuff, if you're very careful with aluminum with a pumpkin, you can probably also use it.
No, yeah, but the etzim the pumpkin.
I have a fridge. Make it easy. You could also be. If you're not normal, you could do a lot of things. If you're not normal with the pumpkin, yeah, you could. I'm saying.
You
so it is. It's not oimid lehiskayim. In the normal shtam, it's not oimid lehiskayim. So that's what Moshe Tain is. And Mails after Moshe that several times you have had to for as long as it's not kli kavua. Okay, so that's Lagabe Chad Pami, and that's the Shaila of... Okay, listen, Lamaisa, someone was just asking me this week, they brought back to America,
Chashev Lomu Bikin. You need Tvila with the Rav HaKorin Rav HaShav through that amount of time?
So, in the Tshuva he doesn't say, in Ola Yeshurin, he says he asked Rav Moshe, and he says that without a bracha, because he says, even if someone is going to kvetch to use an aluminum pan, Bikvias, it's going to be Ayideh Tchak, and I'm a Sipuk of Rav HaShav, don't make a bracha.
But he should Tvila before the first time.
Anachanami. So LMI, so this someone tells me they brought back aluminum pans from America. It's very yucker be'enov and be'enei ishtei. So she's using it for the gefilte fish, but she cooks the gefilte fish in a regular pan. And she puts it into this aluminum pan, and it just push it stays clean. They just rinse it out, and they're using it 4 weeks already. He plans to use it for face. Echanami. So make it certainly should be teivel and possibly with a bracha. Echanami. Okay. And now, finally, to our last example that the place can bring in from Hilchos Tumah V'Torah, and that's the very, very common shaila of various different electronical appliances that are made b'chachma ba'ifin that they're mitparek. They come apart and put them back together. Call me different types of blenders and mixers, food processors, and juicers. They come with various different parts. And the shaila is that l'chayra, when you take a kli apart and it's just pieces, it doesn't have teres kli. So it doesn't have teres kli. So that's not chayv and tefillah. So you can dunk it in the mikvah for till tomorrow. L'chayra won't help. Once you put it back together, now it's chayv. And this kli b'shle musay as a kli never had a tefillah. So says the Hartzvi in Yerdei Simen Kufches that again he goes with the hanachas yisoid that like the gain shovel l'chol davar.
Again, sorry.
No, B'shal Musa has a chiv. Let's say B'shal Musa has either the Iker's matris or at least it has a chashav matris. So l'chayra we would assume that once you take it apart, you can't be it's shivrei kli. Shivrei kli don't have teres kli. No, stop. This is the shaila. The ma'isa, the shaila to the Har Tzvi was it seems that there was a big shaila with the some kind of meat grinder. It was very heavy, hard to transport, hard to clean when it was together, something like to the sort. And that's the question. The Maisa Bismanenu, we're going to see, it's a very big nafkamino Bismanenu for our kalim, whether or not you could do it apart or together.
Are we naming on it'll break also electricity or not?
Yeah, just, maybe. Just let's say that's one tzarech. Let's say that's one tzarech. Yeah. Let's say that's the tzarech.
What do you
have
to do
with
this?
Well, one second. It could be
a tzarech. So when I put it back together, I made it.
Oh, enochanami. If when you take it apart and put it back together, it requires the ma'isa umnus, and a yid puts it back together.
Even without a ma'isa umnus, the whole heter there by ma'isa umnus is because I was mevatel shem kli and I gave it shem kli back.
Right.
So if we're managed being mevatel shem kli so much that the tefillah won't work when I toilet.
Yeah, but it could be if you take it apart. Hagam that lemaisa there's no teres kli on a shivrei kalim. Lemaisa, you don't need an umnus to take it apart and put it back together. Now lemaisa, we're gonna have to see. It could be this is just because we're chayshish both ways. But it seems l'kol pachas we're chayshish that a ma'isa hedyot, putting it back together, doesn't make shame Yisrael on the kli. Still obliges the shame guy. Hagam that it was shivrei kalim.
So he's right. So it obliges the shame kli, but you'll be tefillah lechatzayim because you're not dipping it all together.
He's asking a different question. He says,
in as much as
something that you put back easily has din shivrei kalim.
What do you
mean?
Enochanami. The lashon they use here. Okay, let's see. So enochanami. The lashon they use here is that meaning. So let's see. Enochanami. Let's go ala seder. So says the Har Tzvi that l'chayra it should be a problem. He assumes it should be a problem because once it's in pieces, so each piece doesn't have teres kli. Says the Har Tzvi that there's a halacha in kalim. Parakid Ches Mishnah Test. It's brought in the Gemara in Sukkah and Daf Tes Zayin. Machlokes are Blazer v'Chachamim. And the Shaila is with Amita that becomes Tameh. How does it become Tameh? How does it become Tahar? So Blazer says it's Metameh Chavila and Metari Chavila only when it's together as a Chavila, as one unit, as one bunch. Chachamim Aimre, Amita, Metameh Sevarim, Umitaher Sevarim. It could be Metaher Sevarim. You could put it into the mikveh even while it's in its pieces. Says the Har Tzvi, Shteidor, that something which is, so the way he says it is the derech. If the derech is to take it apart and put it together, it's like a klishal prakim, as a kli, you know, like we find in Shabbos, a kli prakim. So a klishal prakim that's meant to be taken apart and put back together, so you see that even when it's in its pieces, it could be toivled, and it's also la tefilasai. And the Minchas Yitzchak brings a similar concept from a different Rambam in the Perek Chavav Halach Yudalet. And the Maisa in the Minchas Yitzchak Rambam, he has a diak that it's only b'diavad. L'chadchil, you should do it when it's all.
So he holds they are separate. They're considered separate kelim. You're allowed to be tevil each one individually. What's the
So l'chayr it's like this. L'chayr the pshat is, and this is what it sounds like from the Har Tzvi, that something that's not the derech, or I don't know, maybe needs an uman, or at least it's not the derech yishladun. Something that's not meant to be coming apart. And like when you take it apart, it's broken. So that's shivrei kelim. Shivrei kelim, you can't be tevil shivrei kelim. It's not here too. Hashem came here. Hagam that it doesn't have tzuras kli, it doesn't have a clay kibble, and it's in pieces. But the pshat is this is the chiddush entire. This is machlokes tanaim taka, and we're just saying how we paskin. The Har Tzvi makes a shtickle machlokes shreim out of it. That something that's not shivrei keli, but rather chelke hakli. So he says it's still the chelik of a functionable kli, and it's not a broken thing. So there, the halach is that chelke hakli could yes go into the mikvah.
It's not going broken. This is also the svar.
Yeah, it's meant to do this.
The svar over there is that because we know that they can get tuma when they're apart. They can also become
tahor
in their apartment.
Yeah, that would be the same thing here. Yeah. Let's say the goyish company created it in pieces, and you bought it in pieces. That could be a shayla. Could be they have to put it together first.
Right, that's saying you have to shtel
tzu
that.
Yeah,
how they put in the tumas. Yeah.
Comes in chalakim and goes out in chalakim. So life's like this, and this is where things get a little interesting. Many of the kalim shals manenu, when you take them apart, you'll have a little blade of metal, a little disc of metal, a little bowl with metal by the juicers, v'chule v'chule v'chule. Many of the pieces will be plastic or glass. And many of the pieces will be a very delicate engine or motor or something that if you put in the mikvah will break. So now the question becomes, once it's in pieces and we have the kula putting it into the mikvah while it's still in its pieces, now I have four pieces. One of them is metal, the rest are plastic. Do I have to put the plastic ones in also as pieces? So here, the Har Tzvi Yisasim doesn't say, the Paiskim don't say. So it might be like this. In the Sefer Tfilas Kalim, page Kof Peches, Har Zayin, so up there, Avada, you only have to put in the metal, the ones that are Chayiv. Yeah. In Reb Tzvika, in the Sefer Tfilas Kalim, he says a little Makar, we're going to go.
Is that just the metal?
Yes, he says only the metal.
If you buy just a blade that has no shimush whatsoever, other than the specific food process, and you buy the blade from a goy,
I think so.
It's not a zero. It's not a
kli.
It's not a
kli
suda. It's not anything.
It's
chalki akli. That he didn't make. That's what I'm.
Who didn't make it? The guy made it.
The guy made this chelik.
Yeah, it's chalak, right.
Which by itself is not chayv tvila.
It's chalak, okay, it's a chalak of a functional item.
No, but he doesn't make...
Fine, but it is the chalak of a functional item. You have to look there.
That's what I'm saying.
I think you're good.
He only makes... The factory in China only makes that little tiny blade. Everybody else makes the food processor. So copy the kli, he didn't put... Tumas good, you link him in the kli.
Well, that's the question. Once you put it in the kli, is it a maimed, is it batel, is it chashev? Pashas you put in it. It's going to be a chashev part of the kli. A chashev part of the kli is not batel, klapi the kli, may it's chayv tvila. So he's giving you a chelke kli that's chayv tvila.
No, but it, kilo it'll get chayv tvila later. You see what
I'm saying?
I think it has
chayv tvila now.
Even though now it's a nothing.
It's not a nothing, it's chelke kli. No, you didn't. He created chelke kli. That's what we're saying. That's the Hartzvi's whole lambdas. That something that's chelke kli, taking apart and putting it back together is insignificant. It could be tavar, it could be a gather, you could put it apart, put it back together. It's aymed lakach, that's just derech eshtamshes, that's derech tashmishay.
It's something called chalke kli when it came from, it didn't come, it wasn't...
Yesh ladon. I'm saying, well, why is there a market for it, why are they selling it, why do they have replacement parts? Because they know this is part of that kli, so l'chayr they're creating a chalke ha-kli. Okay, yesh ladon, maybe we'll see a little bit more, but umen kumish l'achmi, and hem shechasim, and inchanami. Maybe it's totally who put it together for the first time, inchanami.
He's assuming the spark.
So he says, you know, you take apart your juicer, your blender, your thus, you know, your food processor, this big engine, you're going to get into big shver shilas about putting the whole thing in the mikvah, breaking it, and you have the thing, and you have the little bar that holds the disc, and the only thing that's metal is this disc. So it's out there, push it only, at, so we have the heter to take it apart, that's the aleph base we're doing from tum and tire, shovel the choldon. So out there, only the disc goes in. Now, this is the Hira Mukubelis. I think we have to be Samech on everything that the Sefer Tzvi Kainan thinks is so Pashut. But this is the Hira Mukubelis. This is Kainam Adover. And this is the Psak. The question is why. So the Chayra, the Hezber is.
But it did just those parts.
Yeah, just the metal parts. So the Chayra, the Hezber is like this, that we're talking about a Kli that ultimately, when it's together, has plastic and has metal. And so why is the whole thing Chayev? Because the metal is not Batel. Either the plastic is Tafel to the metal, or they're both Chashiv. And if they're both chashiv, you know, but at least the metal's not batel. The metal's the mechayev. So chayr shteta like this. Kolay the kli's together in one piece, and it's in shleimos. So you have a kli, you have one kli, and the kli has a mechayev. The mechayev is the metal. So once the metal shabai is mechayev, it's mechayev what? It's mechayev this kli. Ain't tevila lechatzayin. You can't dunk half a kli. Once kolay that it's connected and it has and it's look, we look at it as one unit. So the mechayev is the metal, but the mechayev is chal on the kli. But Berega that you take it apart, and we have a chiddush that it's not shivrei kli, but it's chelke kelim. So now we can isolate the mechayev. I could take the mechayev and isolate it in my hands as a chelke kli. So once I put that in the mikvah, take it out, and then reattach it with all the plastic. So now in Meila, the mechayev is no longer mechayev on the ganze kli, and the whole kli was yotzei de tefila also with the tefila of that one piece.
It's like my tzibur says, you still have to be tefila the entire kli.
Right. Once it's one kli, now the emesis. That which I'm taking on for Hanukkah, that when it's whole and you have metal and plastic,
the whole thing,
a zikr has to go in because we're saying mechayev is mechayev the whole kli. Even that's not so pashut. Kimavur b'darkei tshuva sifkat nun zayin from the Kal Yehuda. The Kal Yehuda said, if you have a chashev a kli that's chashev a metal and chashev a plastic, like stam any food processor, without the metal you got to garnish, without the plastic you also got to garnish. Says the Kal Yehuda, I'm a stapik. Maybe you don't have to be tovel the whole thing. It's one piece. It doesn't come apart. It's not the way to clean a spirek. It's one kli. Maybe you only have to dunk it ad kidei kach that the metal is submerged and the rest doesn't have to go in the mikvah
v'chal.
Even when it's connected. Meaning he wasn't neiched to this problem of tefila l'chatzayin.
In Taisa's case, you
have to clarify the way the shachar is the mechaber and tzav zayin, that it's just two kelim mechubarim. Yeah.
But
if that neither one is batel though, that's the question. The question is, once there's an ikur and tuffle, he's masking. The tuffle's batel, you have to be tuffle the whole thing. Yodas
ha-kelim. Tzibah
is not tuffle. You're saying the wood outside, yeah, nechanan. The wood outside is not tuffle.
According to him, you might not only have to be
tuffle. That's his suffix. So now, and l'chare, that's what he's saying. If I care, if you don't have this problem of tefila chatzon, so the mechayev is only mechayev itself, you tackle it. Okay, so here, sugid da alma, duloy kavose. Sugid da alma, once you have one kli, ain't tefila chatzon. And we say that once there's a machayev on a kli, v'kach mistavra, right? That you can't put half a kli in the mikvah. That once you have a machayev of metal, the machayev is a chayev the whole thing. But, kapi ma dvarav yel halacha, lagabi, when it comes apart, we can isolate the machayev, l'chayev, once you put the machayev into the mikvah, that's going to pat up the whole thing. Now, very interesting. So why am I quoting this Sefer Tfilas Kelim, Mamish Verbatim Pat? Because he says something very interesting. He says on the top it's Pashut. Just got an entire discussion from yesterday. He says Pashut. He says on the top, yeah, that's what you have to do. Just total the metal. Then the bottom he says Pashut.
What does that
read? Chain Mavur or Vayin B'Shach Sifkot Yudalit. What does it say in the Shach? He's saying this halacha I see in the Shach Sifkot Yudalit. First Shach. Where's the first Shach? So what does the Shach say? Mayudik. Shach says on the Rechaim Shal Pilpulin. The Ramah's talking about Rechaim Shal Pilpulin. That is wood, but the Iker is metal. So the whole thing needs tefillah because it's the Iker is metal. That's the Ramah Iker B'Tafel. The Iker is metal. Says the Shach, but the Tachtoin, whatever that means, the Chelak Tachtoin of the grinder that catches the pepper. That does not need tefillah. Why? Because it's kulay eitz. So yesterday, he'iru some of the chachamim over here that lechayra what my kamashma and lechayra tepashut. It's not a bowl, a metal bowl, a wood bowl doesn't need tefillah. We all know that. So yesh lo, that it seems that he had a havana here and lechayra taka yesh lo, that I don't know if it was mechaber or not. I don't know if it was connected with screws. And maybe that taka is a shayla. Maybe that's taka nageiv it was. But certainly this was one device. Certainly it rested on it. He brought it together. It rested on it. It fit into it. It slid into it. Something. It rested upon it. And the whole thing was mishtamish yachad. So maybe it wasn't connected in a chanami. Or maybe he understands that lo mishaneh if it was batzim mechaber with glue or yesedus or whatever. But since lemaisa it was mishtamish yachad, it was batzim one kli. So then, but in a chanami, let's say he was understanding maybe Kipshuta wasn't connected with Maisa. So okay, once I'm going to be Tevil, so I take the grinder, the actual grinding apparatus, and there the Iker is the metal. So that has to go in the mikvah. So okay, there, but the bowl underneath doesn't have to go in the mikvah. So okay, there, this is like Kli Misparik. In a chanami, so you could be Mechalik. That Kli Misparik, it's a bigger Chiddush, because ultimately when it's connected, it's Mamish Ba'achtus Gomer. It's connected Mamish. You know, it snaps everything. And everything's Mamish Mishtamish Yachad. But Al Koponim, Yesh Makom Ladun, that at least Takamashma like this, you say that something that's Mishtamish Yachad and has a certain Tzura of one Kli, but ultimately when you go and you want to go be Toivol, so you only have to take, when you're Mefarik that Kli down to its parts, so only the parts that are Mechayiv Tzvila, and maybe that was good for the Havamina that, since it was Mishnah Meshach, there was a Havmina that also the wood has to go in, but Kamashmalan not.
So it could be when it's connected. If a taka is connected, you would have to do the tefillah on the tzara.
Yeah, could be if it would be connected. Yeah, that's part of the kayu safik. And mechayra, if it would be something like our food processor where mamish snaps and clicks in, if you'd want to be tovel it b'shleimus, so sugya da'alma is that in a chanami. If you'd want to be tovel to b'shleimus, the whole thing would have to go in. So that's Takar Sugya Dalma. Once it's connected, it all has to go in. Comes Rav Moshe and Yerdeh, Chelik Alef Siman and Zayin. He says, no. Even when it's together and it's clicked and snapped in, your Ganza blender, food processor, I don't know whatever referring to. So there, Al Derech, what this Kal Yehuda is mistopic in. So Kal Yehuda is really mistopic that it's one Kli, it all works together, but he says the parts that are Chayev, the parts that are Potter. So let's assume that Rav Moshe, like the rest of us, does not agree to that Chiddush. And we say, no, once it's one Kli, the whole thing's Chayv. Says Rav Moshe, though, but if you have a Kli, where part of the Kli is the energy for the Kli that just provides the engine, the motor, the running of a Kli, and part of the Kli is the actual Kli, is the blender, is whatever it is where you keep the food. So like, yeah, those are two bezunder tashmishin. Says Rav Moshe, Chayv some Mishnayis in Kalim, in Perek Beis, in Perek Vav. He has some Mishnayis in Kalim that are mashma, that one Kli that has different components and compartments that really function as different Kalims, have a halacha that one's tummy, the other one's not tummy. Thus haste, that even though the Ene Habrius, this is one Kli, it's all connected, but because of the Rosh, the two parts of this Kli are serving two totally unique and independent purposes. One is providing the Eish and the Chashmal, and one is the actual Kli. So as a Rosh, this is like two Shtei Kelim HaMichubarim, and we look at it as two Kelim, and you only have to be Tevel in the Mikvah until the Makum of the Chashmal, the Chashmal can stay out of the Mikvah. So, Yesh Lodin in the Shach, had Rav Moshe learn the Shach. It could be this Shach could be a shtick of Raya for Rav Moshe, it could be a Raya against Rav Moshe. Could be a Raya for Rav Moshe if you learn it's Mechubber. And Afal Pikin, it's Mechubber a Bizen Tzayif, and still you don't have to put it in the Mikvah. It could be it's a shtick of Raya against Rav Moshe, because we'll assume that it's separate, but maybe that's Tach when it's separate, but when it's together, attack it would need a Kli. So I don't think it's any Kla Raya, Lakan, or Lakan.
The engine is a
Kli
engine.
Yeah, and the Shtei Kelim and Mechubarim. And then it says it could be Rav Moshe Limaskim here, that maybe by a grinder, we have the grinder and the thing that catches the food, that's more of a Hishtamshus Yachad. That's more of one unit. Mashenkin, the engine, that's Mamish Bazunder Hishtamshus.
In the pepper grinder case, the top part of the Rechaim Shal Pilpulin was a Kli Kibul, where the pepper is stored, as it's going down into the
grinder,
and then we're donning up the bowl. Everyone's masking that the top part of the kli needs tvila. The top eighth needs tvila. Tvila Moshe just dunked the bottom 2 centimeters, which is the
top.
Top
is also kli suda. No, I think that's for sure called hishtam. That's one hishtamshus. That's the grinder.
No,
yeah, of course. So the grinder requires, you know, a place for the actual peppercorns to enter, and I think that's for sure. That's what I'm saying. I'm saying I think maybe Rosh could even be masking that, you know, if we have a deal against Moshe, even the bottom, because that's all the bowl. That's all part of the tikkun of Meichel, Mashenkin, the Eish. That's what Moshe keeps stressing on in the Tshuva. He's like the Meisa Eish and the engine and the chias of the kli and the kli. Those are two different things. So yeah, Yesh Lodem, we're gonna draw the line, but
it could be Yehi Chayiv because it's not part of that. Still Chelik of the Shtamshus.
Right? Could be Moshe be masking here, even if you have a diak here.
Maybe
Moshe.
He's only talking about Chashmal.
Yeah, like a total Meisa Eish, total Bozunder.
For sure,
then.
Doesn't agree to the Mechuv El Karkav.
Yeah, Kach Mashma. Right. No one agrees to that. So the Meisa like this. We just pointed out that the Meisa it's not so negeya. First of all, Tachas Meisa. In any Yodea, I'm saying, Kimidumani, this Psak Rav Moshe was not Miskabel. Kimidumani, I mean,
so.
In Sefer Ola Yeshurin, you know, he brings it. He brings everything from Moshe, he learned by Moshe. I don't think, doesn't seem to me it was Miskabel, this Psak, Echvesnish, maybe, yeah, maybe not. My point is,
he
not so Negev.
He comes out and he says,
he brings different Shitas. Right. So, my point is not Negev. Not Negev. Why is it not Negev? It's not a gay because wherever Rav Moshe is in the game, most Kalim shells manenu. So it either comes apart, like the food processor bottom comes apart. Once it comes apart, you certainly don't have to put that part in. And the ones that don't come apart, they're a klal, the chelik of the kli that contains the engine. We're very, you know, our engineers, our designers are very smart. And the part that holds the chashmal is also generally a vital function of the kli. And the two examples we spoke out were like an immersion blender and a sandwich maker. Where you'll say that the makam eish, Rav Moshe will say that's like a bezunder ishtamshus. But lachar, in both these cases, shtark it's sad to say, certainly by the immersion blender, and I think even by the sandwich maker, that even the part where the eish is contained inside, so maybe the coils inside don't need tefillah, but the maisa, the whole tzura of the kli, the whole build of the actual kli, is stomach quite necessary for other than just the maisa eish. It's necessary to hold it up, to use it properly, to mix properly, to hold it properly. And mele yitachin, that in most cases that we have as many in Rav Moshe would be maskim anyway, you'd have to be tough. The whole thing.
It could be they have a food process which could bring some apart. So you had on the left side a